Yes.
Yeah, because I have to see the little where everybody's doing everything. So here we go. All right, speaker view. Now they're just like reading glasses. And actually, my eye doctor had given me contacts where I didn't need reading glasses, and I thought that was really cool. But evidently, my eyes have gotten more not good since working from home and being right on top of the computer. I don't know. Whatever. Oh, I just threw water on myself.
Yeah. The
Beautiful.
other week, right? You know, I joined, but there was no meeting. The next week, I missed. So I have been doing this constantly.
I thought you were here last week, but your video and your audio wasn't working good. Or was that the week before that?
No,
Oh yeah, you were at the park last
I
week.
may even call to you actually. I had given a call as well
Yeah,
from
that was the week that I went to King's Dominion with my son.
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, whenever you go to the website and there's no meeting or whatever, it's because yeah, something's come up like that. So
Sometimes dumbness.
no, it's all good. These things. I have to say that I'm missing my WhatsApp feed. This is the first year that I didn't get to celebrate Maharaj's birthday or Guru Purnima with the ashram, because normally, like the images and the video, you know how it is on the WhatsApp feed. It's a constant, like you're there basically. And I've been having that experience for 5 years, and this is the first year that I didn't. So I was sitting and I said, okay, master, I don't have the WhatsApp. Okay. So how are we to celebrate your birthday, and how are we to celebrate Guru Purnima? And that, I hope everybody got the email with all the new videos.
Let me send it,
Yeah.
share you as you were saying right away. Let me
Good, good.
try. Okay.
But yeah, I sent out an email that had all the new videos and everything. That Atma, I can't pronounce it, but it's a very long name that was translated by one of the devotees in the ashram. And I created little videos of that.
Atma, Atma, okay.
Go ahead and say what it's, how you say it.
Atma. Atma, anatma, viveka. Atma means soul. Anatma means which is not soul. Viveka means discriminate.
Okay,
Atma,
discriminate between the
anatma.
soul and the not soul.
Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Ability to discriminate which is soul and which is not soul.
Gotcha. Good, good. But yeah, I made little videos of that. I like that. It looks very cool. And I'm going to try to get all the chapters that were translated up. And then I did another few little videos. But that kind of came about spontaneously because I was like, Master, this is the first time I have had no contact with my spiritual family in India. I'm not on WhatsApp. And so, Rami, if you can email or you know, back and forth, if we Gmail, you can copy videos or something from the Guru Purnima and the birthday, that would be very helpful. I don't know if you're still on the WhatsApp. I assume you're on WhatsApp, yes?
Am, but I am not active.
Oh,
So,
okay.
but I am not seeing. Surprisingly, there are no celebration videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I love seeing the ashram all decorated, and even the videos that they put on WhatsApp of them in the process of decorating it, you know, like Vijay, and he's
Correct.
putting the, it's just, I don't know.
There is
I
one
miss
video.
my family.
Yeah, there is one video by your buddy Vijay.
Oh, good.
So let me
If you
share.
could send it up to your drive or something and send me the link in an email, that would be great.
I'm sharing it to your email.
Ah,
Okay.
good. Thank you.
So when did that email go out with the videos and stuff?
I sent it out to the Ramakant Maharaj USA. Are you all on that? I don't know.
Yeah,
Or I
I
can.
got it. I got
You
it.
did? Okay.
Yeah.
Then I guess I can look for when Kathleen used to send out the little invites for this meeting. I can look for that and send it out so that if Keith is on that list, he can get it too. But if you go to the YouTube channel, basically a lot of new videos. were created out of, like I said, I just asked Maharaj, like, this is the first year that I haven't been able to celebrate at the WhatsApp feed. And so what to do? And then it came about and I started making just, I mean, a lot of videos, probably too many, because all the subscribers are, you know, like, why are so many videos suddenly coming out? Well, because it's like Guru Purnima, it's Maharaj's birthday, it's celebration time. So.
Oh.
Hmm. If I went to that Maharaj US, would I find it there?
Yeah, if you went to Ramakant Maharaj USA, which is ramakantmaharaj.us, there are videos there. Plus, that also links to the whole YouTube channel of YouTube/C/John Richards, I think. And that will bring you to all the videos, the book being on the videos. It's just a lot of very great stuff. And the book is amazing. And I really like how it's turning out with the videos. Kind of, it's pretty cool. I was going to put background music, but I thought, no need for this. And no, and it's just very nice.
Some people shared some photos, John. I am forwarding those.
Good. Thank you. And hopefully people seeing this YouTube that I'm talking about and they're listening to ourself, then they can also be sending stuff. So.
Yeah, I hope so. Maybe I'll ask tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be good. So, because I miss the, you know, I'm very sad that my company did that and said, no, you can't have this. It's security risk and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. Maybe you didn't hear about that.
No, that's why you don't have WhatsApp.
Yeah, the House of Representatives, when they gave, well, maybe we shouldn't say that out loud on a, but anyway, yeah,
whatever.
They anyway. As an employee of the House, they do not allow the WhatsApp app on the phone anymore. So, because of security risk, I mean, the WhatsApp can do some crazy things, like people can ping you and turn on your camera and listen to everything going on in the room and all that pretty much randomly. And you don't have to be a superior hacker to do it. But if it was my personal phone, I wouldn't care about that. Honestly, I just want. Oh,
do you use your office phone only?
Yeah, that's the only one I can use because I'm on call a lot, so people can call anytime, you know.
Okay. So, can you help me to meet with Mr. President?
No. And let's. I try to keep AA and this and work all kind of compartmentalized. So.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Don't mind.
So you're still involved with AA too?
Oh, yeah.
You're a busy guy.
That's actually what one person said. She said, I can't believe that you put together all the Zoom stuff for AA and you were chairperson and you were doing this and you were doing that. And you have time to do these little spiritual speeches and still share and all this kind of stuff. But the cool thing is, like Maharaj says, it's spontaneous. There's no me there that says, oh my God, another thing. It's just these things appear and then you're there and then you're not there and then you're there and then you're not there. But there's no me doing anything. I very much know this.
I was noticing that today that I stopped in the beach because it was a hot day and some guys, they're playing loud rap music, parked on the beach in their spot. And it's loud, like everybody wants to hear this. I don't particularly like this one. I don't like regular rap music too much.
Oh, I like rap music very much. T.I., like, Game, Eminem, who else? T.I. especially. My playlist is filled with T.I. on my car. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And by the way, you live close enough to go to the beach on a hot day?
Yeah. I live in near downtown Cleveland. And there's an Edgewater beach there that's it's really nice. And they have it real nice. Wow. But I was noticing that, okay, I'm it's sort of a, I mean, it's not really annoying me, but it's there. I'd rather it wasn't there. And then my attention would go to something else, looking around, seeing nature or women or whatever. And then I would, when my attention shifted, it's like the music didn't exist anymore. It was like gone. And then I would notice it again. And then I would notice, well, it wasn't there when I was attending to something else, the birds or whatever.
Correct.
That's kind of, interesting.
Nothing ever happens.
Yeah, it brings to mind the story that Nisargadatta Maharaj, they told about, I think it was, I forget, but somebody was visiting and he brought his friend and they were staying in the ashram. And the guy was like, oh my God, it was so busy and so much noise and everything going on. And I think it was the person who wrote who did I Am That, who I now can't remember. And he said, oh, I wasn't aware of anything. And that's the thing of like what Maharaj says about the barking dogs. The dogs will bark, but when the barking dogs are taken by the mind, and then the mind creates an irritation where the barking is continuous in the mind, then that's when there's a disturbance, but dogs will bark. And what you just mentioned, there's like noise and music and all this, but as you're concentrating on just the surroundings and the beauty and everything else, it seems to fade in the background because the mind is not bothered by the music that you, as this individual person, don't like. Because as soon as you don't like something, you take a position and you say, I don't like this, and you try to push it away. And of course, the more you push it away, the more it comes.
And the thing is, it seems while it's going on, or while you're noticing it, that there's continuity to it. But so I was, and sometimes when I go into, you know, say, self, mystical state, whatever, I'm not concerned about continuity, and continuity is not even an issue, but the continuity of the impression of continuity seems to be one of the things that keeps us believing that there is continuity.
Yeah, identification with the body form creates time and space. If you're formless and
there is no continuity, I guess.
There's no continuity. There are scenes appearing and disappearing. Imagine the space in the room. Everything that's happening within the space in the room, the space is unchanged. It has nothing to do with what's here. This is the illusion, the appearance. When you remain with your selfless self, these scenes come and go, but you're concentrated on your own self. So whether they're here or not here or what's happening or not happening, everything is just appearance. But if you take a body form, and you say, okay, this is me, and I have these thoughts, and I have these thoughts about things, then yeah, there's disturbance. You create an object in time and space from where you're perceiving, and all these other objects are others. When you are just with your own self and you know nothing, even you don't know your own self, because it's just, like we said, the subtle just I without anything, then there's nothing. No disturbance, no nothing. Thoughts may be flowing, but they're not about you because you're not identified with something that a thought can stick to, where you can say, this is my thought, I'm thinking these things. Let the thoughts come and go, you remain as you are, scenes appear and disappear, and the body is basically a telescope to see within your own self.
Like I just had another thought that I wanted to say about continuity, but then I thought it was important there for a second. But then I forgot what it was.
Yeah, but just remember, every thought has to be directed at something. Otherwise, it just flows through. That's it. If I stop it by a me, if I put the barrier of me in this flow of thoughts, then it's like a catch-all of thoughts. Oh, look at this thought. Oh, what about that thought? Oh, what about this? Thoughts are there. Just let them be. And as Maharaj says, thoughts which are useful, you take it. Thoughts which are not, discard. Useful thought is, I need to walk the dog. Okay, because the dog needs to go outside. And this thought comes, let's go walk the dog. Okay, then body takes in motion and goes, takes this dog for a walk.
But I guess I would prefer not to say that, to say that thoughts don't have being. I mean, there's no...
You create the being of the thoughts.
Thoughts are
just flowing by and you grab it with your attention and create a thinker that's thinking this thought. But there's no thinker. Thoughts are flowing.
There's no being to them, right? I mean, of course, to say that, then you're using words and then you're saying something as if there's being to the fact that you're saying that there's not being.
There's one being, presence, appearing in multiple forms and knowing itself through different forms as something separate, which it is not. As Maharaj says, the only thing that separates the ashram and the toilet are those walls, the space in the sky and the space in sky in toilet. If the walls come down, it's all one space. We separate it by saying, this is toilet sky, this is ashram sky. Then we put all these concepts on it of toilet sky is bad sky, has smelly air, all this kind of stuff. Ashram sky is very holy sky and this and that. But we put these concepts on this space that is neutral, that has no attributes. We are giving attributes once we come along with this body. And we believe ourselves to be in a world perceiving, and this mind tries to categorize what is seen. But remain with the seer and forget about the seen, because the seen is just an appearance. You know it's an appearance because it's not constant, but the seer is. Then the seer doesn't change by what's seen.
This is one thing I haven't found when Nisargadatta said somewhere I'm that find that which doesn't change and you will, that's all you need to know, or something to that effect.
This I am, this sense of existence, this selfless self, this presence, spirit, whatever you want to call it, power, energy, this is unchanging.
Because
use the analogy of the electricity. Electricity is unchanging, and yet it can be a light. It can be this fan or this little air conditioning in the window thing. It can be the razor. It can be the, I'm not going to say her name because she'll come on and start talking, but her. And it can be any of these, all of this, the phone. Yet it's not changing. It's using various instruments, various form.
I guess that's why it can be everything, because it's nothing itself.
Well, it's using all these various forms as and per requirements. Just like the electricity is using the charging of the phone, this computer, this air conditioner, but it's not changing. Depending on the form that it's going through, it has attributes and it seems to be doing actions. But the electricity is not really doing anything. Just like the power that's powering this body to raise your hand, there's a power there. And that power isn't changing by moving this hand. That's why they use the example of the same presence in the ant and powering the elephant. You know, we think like, oh, it has to be a very strong presence to power this elephant. No, it's one presence. It doesn't change. The form in which it's manifesting through happens to be moving in this way or that way. But presence is presence. Spirit is spirit. Power is power.
I heard one story, John.
Yes.
the rain, the author says like this, the rain rains, you know, in a poor land, in a normal land, and there you get, you know, something to eat, and in some other place you get weeds, in some other place something, you know, very odd thing will come out. So
yeah,
but the author says I'm like that rain, you know, I'm constant everywhere. Is exactly. The conditioning, you know, makes that particular thing to come out and operate that manner. So exactly. But I'm not that conditioning, I'm like the train. So.
Exactly.
Beautiful story. Mm. Another story I remember when you said about your dog, right? You are having dog, that's what I thought. And another simple story was the guru points to say that that's a moon. And the disciple says that there is finger. And then guru says, idiot, see the moon, not the finger. Right, so when right. You gave that analogy, I remember, like, you know, when I thought that you were having the dog, but then I realized, okay, the body is moving along with the dog, you know, not carried away by that, you know, action as a doer. See, but the normal part is playing, you know, the attending that you are having the dog.
But yeah, it's just like they say, the sun doesn't pick and choose who to shine on. Oh, you know, you're a very bad person. I'm not shining on you today. No, sun shines. And even sun is always shining. But again, it's because of identification with the body and seeing night and day that we call it night and day. Sun doesn't know night and day. Sun is just shining. And if you say, oh, sun, you're shining, what is that? This is my natural state. I don't understand what I'm doing.
Jan, yeah, right, you know, last few days, I try here and that way, this way, what is the problem with me, you know, what is something is causing this ignorance. So my realization is, these deep rooted emotions are there, right? You know, it could be whatever that, you know, some desire, lust, or anger, or something, you know, some enviness. These deep rooted emotions, they operate, you know, these thoughts, right? Whatever they come, it's easy to tackle. I feel, at least my experience is now you are saying there are no emotions. If there are some thoughts, whatever the thing, whatever the way you are pointing, right? If I follow that, these thoughts subside for a moment. But when I transcend into the day-to-day life gradually, these emotions hit so strongly, whether it could be the competitive feeling at work or whether, you know, some desire. I know when that comes like a storm, right? That's where all this understanding goes away, you know? Whatever these after effects will come, then I will realize, you know, same, maybe I get some desire, I pursue it, and then I realize, you know, the suffering I undergo because of that pursuit. And then I realize, okay, it's not necessary. But this real beauty of understanding would be there if I really able to live in that understanding, even though whenever this something is erupting, and but this understanding should be there, not as just thought, you know, just a real understanding. It's like an innate, you know, skill or whatever. That's where I'm missing now. These things are, you know, causing, I feel, you know, my understanding, the root cause of the ignorance in oneself, if you say, these deep rooted emotions, how those things are uprooted. So, because
again, remaining with mantra, yourself with self, mantra meditation.
But like, mantra repetition is a bit conscious, right? See, I can.
But in the beginning, you have to do this. Maharaj, in the videos that I was just putting out with the name of the book that I can't really pronounce, but that you pronounced very nicely.
Atma.
Go ahead.
Atmanatma Vivekam.
Okay. And as he says in there, you have to be earnest. I mean, the whole video, all these videos of what he's speaking about, he says, Balse Maharaj said to do bhajans several times per day, I think 3-4 times per day. You're constantly having to be in touch with yourself, the self. It's not a part-time thing. You have to remain with your selfless self until you say, oh, so that I am that. The understanding comes, my presence is in every being. Who am I competing against? This doesn't make sense anymore. But my mind says, oh, I'm competing against someone. No, in reality, I'm doing what is right in front of me, 100%, and then leaving. And everything is as easy as pick up the water, drink it, put it down. These emotions, again, that's just a flow along with the river of the thoughts, and then thoughts create a thinker, thinking these, let these be, because you're prior to this. All of this is body-mind identification. We have to know ourselves in a real sense. Remove this concept of I am a body. You are not a body. You have this false belief. And as Master says, you are not body, you were not body, you are not going to remain the body. Part of the videos is him talking, and he says, Ranjit Maharaj used to say, I don't remember exactly, but something about, if you attend school and you learn nothing, you don't go, then what was the point? So you have been given the greatest gift that any human being in body form can be given, and that is a guru, a master, whom you can surrender this mind to and remain at the holy feet of the master. And as you're speaking of formlessness, how can these thoughts, to whom are these emotions directed? And if you say Rami, and you identify Rami as this lump of five elemental goo, then birth and death are very much true for you. Even though it's a concept and it's not true, you'll create in your experience this concept that Rami was born, Rami will die. Your formless presence. There's no Rami. Formless presence that's in all of everything is experiencing itself as this Rami. But this is not true. And this has this conviction, like Maharaj says, and these, that's why you really should watch this videos of the book, because basically throughout the whole thing, this whole book is about the fact that you are being stubbornly holding on to this concept of being a body. You are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain body. You must discover this for yourself. What could possibly be more important than to discover this great discovery? As Nisargadatta Maharaj said, when his guru told him this great news, he spent every waking moment with the I am, the sense of existence. He didn't say, was Siddhameshwara Maharaj true or not true? He took it as truth, and now it's his job to discover this. It's the same for you. You have been told this amazing truth by none other than your own self in the form of Sri Ramakant Maharaj. See, that's another thing that he talks about too. Those devotees that believe Maharaj was a body form, no, you're missing the boat. The formless presence was speaking through the form of Sri Ramakant Maharaj within the dream of your own self. You are God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, Master, and there's no separation, there's no difference. The only separation is because of belief in being this specific body. And that's because the presence is having an individualized experience using this body form called Rami. But the presence is also having individual experience in all of these different body forms based on, as they talk about, the gunas, the different mixture of this five elemental goo produces some difference. But there's no difference when you're identified and you know yourself in a real sense. Body form, you can say, oh yeah, this is different. You have India, you have America, you have China,
you have different languages. All this came along with the body. Prior to spirit clicking with the body, you didn't know any of these things. You were formless. No knowingness. That that discovered I exist, and now I exist as something in this world, that's where the differentiation started, the concept of duality. But remain prior to being this. How do you remain prior to being this? Presence is the first falsehood, the first illusory something that is other than you. I exist. There is a sense of existence. So now remain observing. To whom does presence appear? And when presence is disappeared, is no longer there, there will be nothing to perceive, but the perceiver is still there, just with nothing other than your own self. And this is here now, readily available, because you're unchanging. All these changes, all these forms appearing and disappearing, and you say dying and being born, is nothing. Its appearances just like a dream. And if you're still having thoughts and emotions and all this kind of stuff, let all this be. Remain with your selfless self. Maharaj, in this video, he hammers, you must meditate. This is not a part-time thing. How can anything be more important than knowing yourself in a real sense? Once you know yourself in a real sense, all your worldly problems dissolve. Now, if you're Rami trying to figure out your worldly problems, it's never ending. Enjoy, because it's 24/7 trying to figure out all these worldly problems that Rami is experiencing. But if you know yourself in a real sense, all the world disappears. Remain with your selfless self. Be with you always. Questions are all body-based. Just remain with yourself. A question arises, oh. To whom is this question directed? I remain with myself as self. Formless. But see, there has to be conviction. Like, we kind of say that, oh, Maharaj, he was a very wise man, and he really knew his stuff, and he was so very spiritual, and he was a saint. This is nice, but he's much more than that. He is your own self. I think Siddharameshwara Maharaj talks about the guru comes into the dream and taps you on the shoulder and says, you're dreaming. That's Maharaj is the formless presence. And right now, you can be in touch with that subtle, that I am, that presence, and know that that's Maharaj. When this presence was in the form of Maharaj, that's Maharaj. Why do you think I when the birthday and Guru Purnima came out, I asked the master, Master, I'm not on WhatsApp. I really want to do something for devotional experience. And this is the first year that, you know, every year prior, I looked on WhatsApp, I compiled little videos of what was going on in the ashram and shared it with the world. I did that since the very first time I traveled to India. I shared everything because I want this experience to resonate throughout every being. And so this year I said, oh, what to do? And spontaneously, Master just, I mean, it was crazy spontaneous. I was just starting to download things and pull this in over here and pull that. And then I saw the Atma book. And I said, you know what? yeah, let's make a video of just this. And at first I put music, and then it was like, no, because I think this is more of a meditative thing to read, to have this on the screen scrolling, and you'd be able to meditate and more deeply experience. But this was all spontaneous. The desire was devotion to the master. But there's no, for my own self, I know Maharaj, this is, and I can talk to Maharaj. And Maharaj is my own selfless self. He's no longer in the body. And as I am no longer believing myself to be a specific body form, there's absolute oneness with the master. And Guru Bhakti is simply devotion to this selfless self. This is for all people, all human beings. This experience, as Maharaj says, it's very, very important. You must know yourself. What in the hell else is there to do? This just doesn't make sense that it's like, okay, I'm doing my job and I'm so involved in this worldly job that it's ruining everything. You die tomorrow, what's happening? Yeah, you die as Rami or you die as absolute?
As body.
Yeah. So what could be more important?
Knowing myself in real sense.
Of course, and you can do this while you do your worldly activities. I know this in my own experience. I was sitting at my desk with mantra and observing myself typing and doing this and doing that. And then when there was a disturbance in the office, instead of getting involved in the disturbance, because I had pictures of master at my desk, I would sit and I would just listen to mantra and look at Maharaj. And even I had that, I loved on my desk, it said, be normal, be simple, be humble, be always with you. So anytime that there was any kind of even attempt at conflict in the office, I had that right there, Maharaj bowing, and it said, be normal, be simple, be humble, be always with you. What does that mean? It means don't get carried away in this worldly activities. And guess what? I used to think, I had to participate in this, like, rah, 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 rah. But in reality, you don't. And nobody gets angry with you for not fighting with them. You know, you sit and you're peaceable and they can wind down a little bit. And usually they come back and they say, oh, you know, I don't know what all that was about. And I said, okay, well, you know. Just like I love how Maharaj was always, he would shake his head just like, okay. And like this, you see him in his videos and he's always doing this. And when devotees would come to the ashram and like kind of give him a hard time about this or that, he'd be like, okay, okay, okay. How you like it? It's good. Because remain with your selfless self. There's nobody out there to compete against. There's nobody out there causing problem. You're causing your own problem by taking touch of an illusory problem and believing it to be important. Let this be. Be always with you.
I don't know if I'm say this the way I want to say it, but funny thing about the mind, it tends to think that only things that it can know are real. But then my mind, if somebody tells me that there's a